Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
I'm amazing why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. Uh-huh. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. We got somebody really important lined up for you straight ahead, folks. We got Bill Brad back on the show. Bill is a president of and chief executive officer of the Development Specialists Incorporated. It's an organization that helps companies kind of get their feet back on the ground after they have a little difficulty. They're workout specialists. That's kind of an oversimplified way of saying what they do, but they do a lot of very sophisticated things to help people to retool. And I suspect he's had a pretty good couple of years in the way things have gone lately. But he's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. We're very grateful for that. Bill Brandt, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's good to be here as always.
It's good to have you back. Bill, and by the way, folks, as I mentioned earlier in the hour, Bill is also a political animal. He's very much plugged into the political scene, to the political power base, and he knows what's going on out there. We call on him from time to time to help us connect the dots, because, Bill, if you're in business, if you care about the economy and you don't care about politics, then you've only got one half of the pendulum swing, don't you?
You know, I liken that back to the days when at Microsoft, when they famously didn't pay attention to Washington, and they found out that the fear of, you know, of what
right.
happens when you don't.
Antitrust.
Right. I mean, yeah. Years ago, politics and business were separate, and, you know, remember that line, what's good for GM is good for the country.
Right.
Those times have long ago changed, and now small business people especially have to be aware of all the regulatory and legislative stuff that comes down the pike almost on a daily basis. That affects their ability to make a living.
Absolutely. That's the reason why when I started doing my show, I made them promise that at least 10% or so of our programming would be about public policy that affects small business. And what I've said for a long time, Bill, is that if small business owners don't let their elected representatives know what they think, what they want, then they're going to be relegated to taking whatever those people gave them, and with them thinking that small business owners don't care. And we have to care. We have to do that. I want to talk about politics in a minute, but before we go there, I want to talk about the economy, Bill, and first, and then politics. This month is the second anniversary of the official when we all witnessed the financial meltdown. It became clear to everyone that we had a major crisis, financial crisis in America. So my question to you, Bill, is 2 years later, where are we now and what have we learned?
You know, we view it a little differently in our shop, Jim. This is the 2 year anniversary of when God hit the flusher.
So, right.
You know, we haven't recovered, and despite all of the, I'm not going to take the official line for anybody. It's not good. It is not getting better. There may be incremental shoots, green shoots, as Bernanke and the others say, but they're terribly uneven. They are not systemic. They will not lead to a recovery by and of itself. We could argue for hours whether the stimulus should have been bigger, or in fact whether the original stimulus was misdirected, and I think there's good arguments on all sides. But the simple fact of the matter is, you know, people are asking, is this a double dip? I don't think we ever got out of it in terms of the first dip. I think there was a sort of a false spring in every sense of the word in March and April and a little bit of May earlier this year when things looked like they were going to pick up. A lot of that was driven by better housing numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the tax credit.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as the tax credit went away,
yep.
the reality of those numbers disappeared. So what I've seen, just to give you something to chew on, is a lot of merchants, obviously, in the retail side, look at Christmas as their big year. And interestingly enough, that little fall spring in March, April, and May coincided with when they make their orders for
mm-hmm.
their Christmas and holiday inventory, and they all ordered a bit more, I think, than they would like. And what I have seen in the months of June, July, and August, is a number of merchants in advance of Christmas now reassessing what likely will be the sales prospects and beginning to hedge and cut back on their inventory orders,
mm-hmm.
no longer expecting the big holiday season or the better holiday season than they thought. And I think, you know, and that feeds on itself. So are we in a double dip? I don't know what you ever want to call it, but you and I said a long time ago, this isn't a U or a V. It's more like a bathtub.
Well, it's an M. I've been calling it an M for marathon.
Yeah, I mean, we went down the deep end of a bathtub, and we're bouncing along the bottom about halfway towards the shallow end. I don't expect anything that resembles a reasonable recovery till after the next presidential election in 2013.
The next presidential election.
Yeah. We're 2 years. We got a long way to go. It's systemic unemployment. If you're between the ages of 20 and 30, you just can't find a job.
Well, we've got cyclical conditions and we have structural conditions. And we come back after these messages. I wanted you to talk about those. And I'm also gonna talk about another M word. I use the word marathon. There's another M word that I've mentioned once or twice before, folks. And I want to get Bill's thoughts on that other M word. And I'll tell you what that is after these messages. 22, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog, the articles, the archives of past interviews, etc., etc. Lots of stuff there. And don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. You can find that there. And every week we ask a different question. And when you click your answer and tell us what you think, you will see what the poll, how the poll's going right immediately after that. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with Bill Brandt. He's with Development Specialists, Inc. He's not just with them. He founded the company. And he's one of our top economics and political experts. We get a double shot when Bill joins us. Bill, as we went to the break, I promised I said that I've been telling people for over a year now that this recovery wasn't going to be like any of the others most people have remembered. It was going to be more like a marathon, not a V or a W or a U. It's going to be more like a marathon. But there's another M word that I've talked once or twice about before, and I thought about it today as I thought about President Obama's speech yesterday. And the M word is malaise. And that's a word that Jimmy Carter used in a speech, Bill. You may remember that back in the 70s. He used that word. It is now called the malaise speech. It's now how he's branded as the malaise, basically the malaise president. Where in Barack Obama's speeches do you hear him trying to entice the best out of America? You know, America, Bill, has what coaches call an intangible. In the military, we call it esprit de corps. Lincoln called it the better angels of our nature. When is Mr. Obama going to appeal to that side of America? And I think when he does, he'll turn things around a lot more than he's doing now. What do you think?
Well, let me see. That's kind of a loaded question. I agree with you. The premise that the recovery is going to take a long time is a fact, not a wish, no matter what people do. And I think during that period of time, inevitably there's a self-preoccupation or whatever by the population with their own troubles, and that extends to the president. I will grant you the point that the White House seems artfully inept at trying to find a way to get people to move together and go forward. I guess my greatest regret, and I've said this to you off the air, is that between the time the campaign started and the time of the inauguration, the facts on the ground changed mightily, as you pointed out.
Yep.
It was a huge change. And rather than getting in there and saying, okay, we had an agenda, but obviously the patient has taken a turn for the worse with different symptoms, we need to treat something else, they plowed ahead with what they were going to do. Now, there's a lot of folks who say that they did that out of a reaction to the Bush years. And part of our problem was, I think, that people were so fed up with the Bush years that, that when Obama was elected, there was an overreaction on the part of a lot of people. I don't think everybody wanted to do exactly the opposite of what Bush did. I think a lot of people simply wanted to redress some of the excesses. And instead, we find ourselves on the opposite side with excesses to match Bush's on that side. And that, mm-hmm. I think, is not what people were looking for.
So we lurched uncontrollably from one end of the pendulum swing to the other. But my point, Bill, is America, the most powerful dynamic in America is our nationalism, is our belief in ourselves, the attitude, the American attitude, which is unlike any other attitude anywhere else on the planet, as far as I'm concerned. And Mr. Obama hasn't tapped into that. He doesn't know how. I think he honestly doesn't know that. I think he doesn't even know that it exists. And that's a strong statement for me. And I haven't said this before like this, but I really think that if he could find a way to tap into what I'm calling this esprit de corps, this better angels of our nature, as Lincoln called it, if he could find a way to tap into that and then follow through on it, I think he'd have more Americans behind him. Do you?
I don't. I think it's just hard. I mean, the country is spent after the better part of a decade in two wars. Our treasure and our blood have been spent. We've had an economic setback. I think people deserve a breath right now, and the problem is many of them don't see an end to a lot of this in the near term, and it's weighing on them.
But Bill, the problem with our economy, there are structural problems. 10% unemployment, no question about it. Housing's in the tank. There are real things out there. I'm not denying that. I know all those things, but the way America solves those problems is by believing in itself.
Well,
and I believe in that intangible because we've seen it before, and nobody's talking about that but you and me.
Well, I don't disagree, but I do think that there are historical parallels to what's happened here, and the severity of what occurred in 08 and 09, harkens back to the Great Depression, and that wasn't something that we shook off in a matter of a year or two. In fact, it took most of the 30s for us to shake off, as you recall, and find our footings again. That's why when you asked me in the earlier segment of the program, this is not an episode that's going to be over by
mm-hmm.
Christmas. We're talking about another 2 to 3 years.
It's structural,
yeah.
And so. But do you think, based on what you're seeing in the polls, let's move it over to a little bit deeper into the politics, based on what you've seen in the polls, do you think that there's going to be an emotional dam breaking if things shift a good bit and the control of government changes after that election? Do you think there'll be an emotional dam breaking?
No,
you still don't think so?
No, the sad part about this is I am having been around the electoral process as long as I've been around it and been involved in campaigns. I have no doubt that November will see a rather strong message sent by the voters at the polls, and that message will have everything to do with the economics.
Right.
Sadly, even after the election, tell me the ideas that the other side has to get things moving. This is about...
When we come back, I'm going to tell Bill why I disagree with part of what he just said. He loves it when I do that. 10 till. We'll be right back.
Got a black magic woman.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Bill Brandt is our guest. Bill is the president and founder of Development Specialists, Inc. Bill, give us that website and tell us about you guys.
Now, the website is www.dsi, the initials David Sam Indiana, .biz. And if you go to the website, you'll see a bit about who we are and what we do. We've been in the business for about 35 years. We're the nation's oldest firm, as we track it, doing restructurings and workouts, and we lend a hand to small, big, and middle-sized businesses on a daily basis.
And so if there is a business that's counter-cyclical, yours is, isn't it?
Yes. Although our motto, of course, is, Jim, we don't depend on repeat business. But nonetheless.
Folks, there's a lot of good information there besides I'm having a little fun with Bill, but Bill writes some wonderful articles that we're the beneficiaries of ourselves, and so I encourage you to check it out, dsi.biz. Bill, one of the things I'm going to pick one little thing that you were saying about how structural the economy, our economic woes are, et cetera,
I can't believe you pick on me like
well,
that.
Well, the one thing that I'm going to say, and you know this as well as I do, I'm going to predict that if there is the kind of a sea change in Washington with the election, as a lot of the polls are showing that it is, and folks, this is not a partisan statement. This is just changing from where we are to something different. Whether I'm not saying the Republicans have all the answers, but I believe that just the change will unleash an American attitude in the business community, especially the small business community, that I believe will have a noticeable, palpable, measurable impact on the recovery. I believe that, and it'll take 6 months. But I'm predicting that 2011 will be a more vibrant and a more energized year than 2010 has been because of that.
And you want me to argue with that?
No, I mean, whatever you want to say.
Well, you know, I think that what people are forgetting about this is it isn't just an anti-democratic mood, and people.
That's right.
People do vote their pocketbook.
Murkowski and got kicked right, out in Alaska. Roberts in Utah.
You know, Bennett in Utah. I mean
Bennett. Yeah,
just,
Bennett.
Just last night, Murkowski conceded. I mean, you know, the people are into that classic motif of throw the bums out, vote the rascals out,
which is pretty unusual for America. Any incumbent movement like this, Bill, I haven't seen it in my lifetime.
Well, and there was 94. You were talking about it earlier when you said American exceptionalism. And frankly, it's never good to anger the American electorate. They take
it
out, and they're taking it out now. Now, you know, whether I don't think that either side has great ideas, and I think right now they're both stumped. But I do believe that the energy of the voters in turning out incumbents of both parties will be noticed by those in Washington. Will shake them down to their core.
Yeah.
And for what you're suggesting, will there be some revitalization? Sure, change always brings that.
I think 2011 will be a revitalized year. I think 2012 will be off, and I really think it's going to happen like that. I think we're going to have a good year in 11, and I think 2012 will be. We'll know what we've got, and we may not be so happy with it. Bill, what do you think is going to happen in November? How bad do you think it's going to be for the party in power?
Oh, I think it's going to be bad. I think the House of Representatives will likely be lost, and I think that while they won't lose the Senate, Their majority in the Senate will become razor thin to non-existent.
Is that going to make Barack Obama a lame duck president?
No. Did it make Bill Clinton lame? In fact, some would argue that.
Yeah, but he worked with the Republicans.
Well, but that's after the fact. You're saying that. And you remember the next morning he came out and gave a speech and he said, "I'm still relevant," and everybody kind of it remains to be seen. We'll now see how the president does, tested by adversity, and there's no doubt that November will present him with adversity.
Yeah, very interesting.
Adversity, I should say. I disagree. I think that there's going to be some blips. I think systemically this is a long march back, and it's going to take until 2013. Jim, the housing stock and the housing sales, there's just much to do.
Now,
we may revitalize, but don't look for any big pickup.
Notice I didn't say that we were going to, that everything's going to be healed in 2011.
No,
I just said that I think the attitude's going to change.
And
if you want to improve America, improve our attitude.
I have no argument with that, but on a practical basis, your listeners should hunker down, stay conservative, and know that they've got another 18 months to two years of pretty tough times, and they need to plan and act accordingly.
That's the marathon. I agree with you 100%. Hey, Bill, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Always a pleasure talking to you.
Well done. Give us that website one more time.
www.dsi.biz, B-I-Z.
We'll get Bill back again real soon. He's always a great voice for us. I don't know what we'd do without him. Be sure to check out his website, folks. And again, I'll remind you about a lot of the articles that they published on their website. We'll give you some pretty good insights into how the economy's going and maybe help you with your planning, dsi.biz. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you, never be afraid to try something new. Amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.